All right, here we go. Good morning. It's 6:37. Brock Hunter.
I am your ride speaker. I sit on the right side of your vehicle.
So here's what's crazy, though, is that every once in a while you're kicking over into my left headphone.
Huh. Why is that? What is weird? Is there a right and a left side of this microphone? Or
play with the cord a little bit. Just mess around with the cord on the iRig. We're doing this live.
Check.
You know, move it around. Maybe the wiring's bad or something.
We're moving it around. It's going around. Round and round we go. Round it. Nope, nothing, huh?
It's every once in a while. Like, you'll just, like, real lightly blip over to my left headphone.
Yeah. Is the devil or the angel on your right shoulder?
I think the devil is.
The devil, so I'm going to be your devil today. I'm just going to be on your right ear, your right shoulder, whispering, hey, Brock,
If you ever thought you were anything else, if you ever thought you were the angel, you're high. For God's sakes. You have never once given me a good idea, ever.
Hey, Brock, just poke Kiki a little bit this morning. Get her mad. Get her angry.
Get her real angry, yeah. All right. Well, let's figure that. We'll keep horsing around with this. Folks, you're in for a treat. It's only going to get better. That's what I said at the beginning of the show, and it did get better in a sense. Because at first I didn't have you, and now you're on, but you're in mono. Yeah. So we took a step in the right direction.
In like 1920, they figured it out with like zero technology. You're in 2020. We're sitting here struggling on a Monday just trying to figure. Why am I not on both speakers? What is going on?
This is ridiculous, man. Well, here's the worst. We left Friday. I have not touched anything in the studio since Friday.
You know what's trash? If you look at the logo of the show, even my name is small on the logo of the damn show. Now I only get one speaker. This is trash, dude.
You're lucky to even get that. I'm just trying to slowly weed you out.
That's exactly what they're doing. I know what you guys. All right, you know, you could stay home for a while. You know, all the businesses are back open, but you just stay home. And then, hey, we're only going to give them one speaker next week. So hopefully some people will just stop listening to the right speaker. They'll just fade it to the left in their car.
Put it on to me so they can only hear me.
I know what's going on. You bastard.
You bastard. Just tell me. Just rip it off like a Band-Aid. Don't drag me along like this. All right. Well, let's, like I said, we'll keep working on this right now that we got to do your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
Just skip it. Nobody will know. No, I'm going to be the devil on your shoulder all day today.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it from the right speaker.
From the right speaker. Well, brace yourselves. We may need to settle on Instagram concerts and shows at drive-ins for the next 18 months. Live music executive Mark Geiger said last week in a podcast, quote, it's going to be 2022. It will take that long before the germophobic economy is slowly killed off and replaced with the claustrophobia economy. That's when people want to get out. Dinner, festivals, shows. The co-founder of Lollapalooza warned, quote, super spreader events, sports, concerts, festivals, etc. aren't going to do well when the virus is this present. Live concerts face several obstacles before musicians can tour again. It's not just about limiting capacity, nor filtering recycled air and disinfecting air with UV light, but also insurance and liability could be serious roadblocks. So the executive of Live Nation, but Mark Geiger, who's done all of this with Lollapalooza, says 2022 is when we're going to see festivals again. That's hard to swallow. I don't like hearing that.
That is hard to swallow since we're not even really halfway through 2020. Damn, dude, you know? Yep. I don't think he's way off. I definitely know there's a second round coming. There's got to be a second round coming.
For sure. Now it depends on the vaccine. I think that's what – I hope he's not right. But if we're slow getting that vaccine out to everyone, then it could be a little bit longer. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. You know what? I never understood the whole theater thing, the whole theater one. Like, the theater is, like, the most controlled – like, because now you pick your own seat. They can do, 50% capacity, and you can't sit here because, well, there's somebody sitting within 6 feet of you. Like, you think the theater would have it figured out.
Yeah.
You know, going to movies and such. And it's a vast space.
Well, that's what he's saying. He's saying about the air, too. If you think if you're an enclosed place and you don't have clean air filtering through, you got all these droplets, you know, this virus, you know, floating around in the air. So, yeah.
I guess that's true.
I don't know. Well, we'll see.
Are you serious?
I hope he's not right, but we will. We'll wait and see. So there you go. That's your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, 1964, the late, great Chris Cornell was born in Seattle, Washington. Obviously, Chris had an amazing career, was the front man of Soundgarden, Audioslave, did stuff with Temple of the Dog. Sadly, we lost Chris. Can you believe it's been 3 years already?
No.
Since Chris Cornell died?
That's craziness.
I feel like it was just yesterday. That was such a huge day in the rock world. 2017 was hard on us, man. That was a rough year. That was a rough year. I believe that was Tom Petty, Chris Cornell, and Chester Bennington, I believe, was all in 2017.
They come in threes. And there was definitely a trio then, 2017. That sucks.
But, yeah.
Come on, Rock, bring us up, man.
I know. I'm sorry. But we got to remember the guy. The only silver lining is that he left us with so much amazing music that at least we have that. So, there
you go.
Very true. Sorry. God, I had to break that news to you while you're in mono, for God's sakes. It's terrible.
Damn.
Right, there you go. That's your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.